Harper Audio presents Indelible by Karen Slaughter. Read by Becky Ann Baker. AM. Well, look what the cat dragged in, Marla Sims bellowed, giving Sarah a pointed look over her silver-rimmed bifocals. The secretary for the police station held a magazine in her arthritic hands, but she set it aside, indicating she had plenty of time to talk. Sarah forced some cheer into her voice, though she had purposefully timed her visit for Marla's coffee break. Hey, Marla, how you doing? The old woman stared for a beat, a tinge of disapproval putting a crease in her naturally downturned lips. Haven't seen you around here for a while. Sarah offered, glancing over Marla's shoulder, trying to see into Jeffrey's office. His door was open, but he was not behind his desk. Marla sat back in her chair, her arms folded. And don't you look pretty this morning, Marla continued, indicating the linen dress Sarah had chosen after going through nearly every item of clothing in her closet. What's the occasion? Nothing special, Sarah lied. Before she knew what she was doing, she started to fidget with her briefcase, shifting from one foot to the other like she was 4 instead of nearly 40. A glimmer of victory flashed in the older woman's eyes. She drew out the silence a bit more before asking, "How's your mama and them?" Sarah was about to respond when Brad Stevens saved her by tripping through the front door. The young patrolman caught himself before he fell flat on his face, but the momentum popped his hat off his head and onto